Mike Brandt, McGoovey Showcase, all weekend long.
Good to see you. Welcome to our new studio.
Welcome. Yeah, this is nice, man. This is nice. You guys, you deserve this.
Thank you for saying that.
I don't know what you did, but
nothing.
Keep doing it.
Nothing whatsoever. Nice. It could be four other Yahoos sitting in here right now, and they would enjoy the same space. Josh did hang the TVs, though, and did a great job.
Did you?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Nice.
That's true.
Handy man.
That's absolutely true.
Nice. Good job,
man. Let me ask, Mike, how long have you been doing comedy now?
Long time.
This year, 25 years.
25 years.
Golden funny to even say that.
Now, prior, because, yeah, you're not an old dude. 25 years. You've been doing what, since you were, like, 15?
No. I'm 49.
How is that
You're
possible?
49?
I'll be 50 this July.
Now, have you led a hard life, or is it just like, what kind of life? Because being a comic could be tough, but you look fantastic.
Oh, thank you, sir. I led a decent life. You know, I eat kale.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, see? I used to, but I broke up with her.
Kale chips. Yeah. It's this vegan chick in a local pop punk band.
Live a decent life. You know, I didn't have a hard life.
No, I mean, like, because being on a comic, like, you drinking every night, like, when you're working, or is
somebody telling on me? Who told y'all?
I'm asking.
Every night?
I don't know.
Popping that bottle?
I do. But, I mean, it's the tough, but I guess I make it work.
Look good.
Reason
look
I good. Ask is, you know, let's hop. Josh, do you have anything that could take us way back by any chance? Do you have anything that could possibly take us as far back as you can get?
Back.
As we head way back. Into a way
We're
back time.
Back. Way back
We're gonna go
time.
Way back and hop into the wave. And here we go.
Oh, here we go. Oh, we're heading back, ladies and gentlemen.
And oh, it's still going. Back.
Still going back.
So my here we go. Okay.
Hang on a second.
Give a sec.
We're going.
There we go.
Wow.
There it is.
Apparently, we're going real far back.
Wow. Here we go. Dawn of time.
Okay, I think we're back far enough. Jesus.
I'm done in traveling.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, me, man.
Okay.
All right.
And
I love how you
censored
yourself to that.
I did.
Just so you can say it.
Yes.
I need a button.
Oh, I got one right over here in case you need to take it. I'll go ahead and pop it off for
Pass Trump a button. Please give him a button. So.
Before you got into stand-up, did you have a phase in your life that you looked back on that now you roll your eyes, you can't believe you dressed like that, acted like that, did that? Did you have an embarrassing phase in your younger years?
I know.
In my younger years,
did
I
you
don't
go
know
through
about embarrassing, but my wife still clowns me because she said when she met me, I was dressing like a nerd, and then all of a sudden I became a gangster, but...
I don't see gangster.
No, she's just joking.
Oh, okay.
But
I was going
to
guess.
She used to say I used to wear my shirts tucked in my pants. I don't remember none of that.
Yeah,
she makes
sure.
up stories. But that period, maybe, when I was a little, a lot younger and trying to find my way.
You went through a Guido phase, didn't you?
A Guido phase?
Yeah, you have a Guido phase?
Remember the Z Cavaricci's? Do you remember
Oh, my God. Z Cavaricci's. Yes, yes. Oh, we had dudes in school that were.
Who?
Let me show them a picture.
I don't know how to find them.
What are they? Sneakers or something?
No, the pants.
Oh, what are they called?
It came up. Z Cavaricci.
Right here. Here we go.
Remember
the
Guidos used to wear these? You remember the Guido pants.
Jean-Claude Van Damme loved these.
These kind of pants.
The Z Cavaricci's.
The Guido pants.
Hey, Bobby Fettuccini. Yo.
They're like the hammer denim.
They're hammer pants for white people.
Yeah, hammer white.
They're hammer whites. Yes, they're Caucasian hammer pants.
Because that was a cringeworthy fit. I never went through it, but kids in my school definitely went through the Guido stage.
We joked.
You wore those and Keds.
Oh, absolutely
You wore
not.
Those with Keds.
Keds and Z Cavaricci's? Because they had the tight muscle shirt with the gold chain that went over the tight muscle shirt and the Z Cavaricci's. And more often than not, we didn't do Keds, we did Diodoras.
Tell Mike Britt about
Diodoras,
your
Diodoras, man.
Diodoras.
What about Lottos?
Yes.
Lottos.
Remember Lottos used to change
Lottos.
The color?
Uh-huh.
It came with pieces that you could change the color
Hell
to match it.
God, look at these. Z Cavaricci's.
All right, let me give you mine, Mike Britt. There was a time in my life where maybe I fell in love with a raven-haired beauty, goth chick.
Oh, she was a goth chick.
And I figured the only way I was able to, you know, gather her attention
was to join the crowd.
Damn right. And I went straight goth for I was wearing leather underwear, leather socks, black hair dye, black everything. Started acting all pissy and morose all the time. Started acting real sour. I don't want to go out during the daylight hours because the sun makes me sad. just trying to get this girl's attention. Turns out she was into women, barking up the wrong tree. Went right back to skater Justin.
Wasn't there a punch involved?
Yeah, we tried to make out when she got drunk. She started to with me. Opens her eyes, moment of clarity in the middle of her drunken makeout, realizes that she's kissing a man.
Yes.
Boom, right in the face.
She punched you?
Yeah. As hard as I've ever been punched. I was listening to Bauhaus, Peter Murphy. Dude, I was listening. I had a bad goth period for
just for
a girl.
See,
what
that stuff,
but
that, does that make it better
make you
or
do
worse?
Man?
That's
what?
My point. The fact that he had like a pretty decent pure motive to try to get laid, is that kind of make his phase okay?
Nah.
Does it make it better or worse?
I think
it
makes
doing
it worse.
It for vagina.
Don't do all. Yeah, don't. See, I wanted you to say it first.
Yeah,
to
you
see
can
what
say
word
vagina.
I could use.
You can say vagina.
Vagina.
All right.
Yeah.
The vag.
The vag.
All right.
So
yeah.
That's worse than he did. He compromised
yeah, man,
who he
you
was
compromised
just to
yourself
try to get
just
some.
For the vag.
Yep. Yeah,
and then the vag wasn't even accessible. It was a double vag situation.
Yeah, my key didn't fit the lock. Yeah,
you didn't check first.
I bought leather pants with no money. I was working at a video game store making $5.50 an hour and had to go into this leather salesman because she owned like a leather trench coat. I dyed my hair black.
That's
it was
crazy.
Bad, dude.
But that's a great story to say
great
to people,
story.
Be yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
go outside of yourself with nobody else.
This is a guy that's
especially
led a pretty
that doesn't like penis.
Eclectic life over here. Mike Anderson, you've gone through some phases in your own time. Now, have you
yeah.
ever been embarrassed of any
nothing
of them, though?
Terrible, but I mean, I guess it was circa 1997, 98.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
wore a ton of like polo shirts, like Tommy Hilfiger, Nautica.
Polo yeah, Anderson.
That's all right. As long
I mean,
as you had the real
was,
polo, not
yeah,
the fake polo.
But that was all I wore. It was polo, you know, but, you know, the two little
the buttons.
The
man wasn't even on a horse. He's like riding a pig.
The man's walking a dog.
Got a spatula.
I did have.
It's not even the right symbol. Panama Jim.
I did have a. I don't know if it was a phase, though, but I had a denim jacket. And I sewed all of the band patches onto the back
oh,
of it.
Oh, not the patches.
That's metal. That's
yeah.
not. I'm not embarrassed by that.
But I was a kid. I mean, I was like, I don't know, like
what were some of the
14.
Bands?
I can't remember. I think I had a Motley Crue patch.
Yeah, the bands is okay.
I can't remember what the other patches were, but it. And I sewed them on myself.
Led Zeppelin.
Oh yeah,
it was like kind of cool.
Zeppelin.
I thought I was like so badass.
Pink Floyd.
Hmm? I had one too. I had all the gas stations on my Shell.
Yeah.
Mobile. Yeah. I don't know where that ended
Getty.
Up.
You dealt with
Getty.
BP?
You can't even find a Getty now.
Getty.
You can't find a
Getty gas.
Yeah, I would go to the local like record store, whatever the hell the name of it was. I can't remember what it was called. But they had a wall of all the patches, and I like picked out the patches and I sewed them on. I rocked
take that
jacket.
Let me tell you something. You back
years.
There right now.
I'm going back.
You backed it in your I'm mind. Feel- he said, a wall of all the patches.
I remember.
Man, and
oh, yeah.
You could just see them,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I just
dude.
Reached out and touched them.
Joshy, yeah. how about you, man?
A phase?
A phase?
Yeah.
He's still in it.
I remember when I was about 9, I started wearing short sleeve button-down shirts and putting a bunch of pens in the front pocket. Lasted about 6 months.
Wow.
So you had a short sleeve
well,
shirt.
That's an odd
button
short.
Up. That is a weird phase. And phases usually last more than six months.
Okay, yeah, it was a strange
no!
one. Why did it?
Who has an accountant phase?
Oh, yeah.
He had,
oh
my God. He had a nerd accountant phase.
I told you his was going to be weird. I knew it.
Josh was into tax preparation.
Do you remember why it started?
Yeah, I think a classmate was dressing like that, and I
and you were like
a
damn,
girl.
Yeah. That's a hot
no.
look.
Oh, another girl dressing with button-down
no.
shirts,
oh. and I thought that's a cool look.
Now, was there? Did you have a pocket protector or no? Just pens.
No, just pens.
Did you stick the pens in your pocket, or you use that piece to clip it?
Yeah, the
so
little,
it
the little pen clip.
No, I just put them.
And
in.
Were they all the same pen, or you had blue,
oh,
black?
I had all sorts.
Did you
of
have
wow.
the one that had the four different
not the
colors?
Four, not the four clicker.
Did you have the quattro?
Not the four clicker.
Had everything.
What do you know about that quattro?
What you know about that erasable ink? Did you have that?
Did you have the erasable?
No,
the
that
clicker
I did not
was
have.
The jam back
now,
in the day.
Now, in your 6 month period,
yeah. yes,
did it do anything for you? What was the reaction?
Just people laughing at me.
Pretty much. I figured that.
But did you feel good? Like when when you getting dressed in the morning, right? And you put that button down shirt on. You button that thing up.
You button each button.
Each button. And then you put all the pens in there. And when you get all the pens in there, they're all in. And then you look at yourself in the mirror. This young Josh Spiegel, where you like, damn.
Very
nailed official.
Very as soon as he put that all that stuff on, he's like, you can't tell about the way I move my mouth.
Feeling himself. Did you do one of these when you were in the mirror? Did you give yourself that last hand snap and through? Pow! And then put your hands to the air. I'm ready to go.
Kick
and
the door open. You're ready, world. Here I come.
Anybody need something written down permanently?
Yeah. And then you finally get to school and you walk through the front door and you just get shoved into a locker. Yeah, you're like, yeah.
He's like, man.
Son of a. Hey, guys.
I don't want to be a notary public anymore.
Hello, my ragtime guys.
Good time.
Oh, wow.
Why did the phase end so abruptly?
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
I think I just came to my senses.
Pencils came into fashion.
Actually, I saw some. I think what happened was I saw a bully confront the other guy, the other kid with the pens in his pocket, and he picked him up and turned him upside down, held him by his feet.
Dumped all the pens out.
Oh, no.
And so I said, I don't want that to happen to me.
So you saw the basically, for lack of a better term, like the nerd in the school.
Yeah,
who was being picked? You saw that look, and you're like, "That's it. That's what I want."
That's
where he went.
Yeah, that's where he went.
Not like the jock. Like, wow, look at that guy. No, I want that guy. Yeah. I want that look.
The guy that's upside down right now. I need that.
I need that in my life.
Just for six months.
Yeah. What did you go to after that? What was the look past the pen phase?
I think just corduroys,
old Bic Spiegel,
turtlenecks.
Corduroys and turtlenecks.
Wow.
Strong.
Yeah. Sounds strong. Very Archie.
Damn, white wine and shrimp. That's what's up. I'm glad we have these talks sometimes. So be sure to recap this at 98online.com. We'll be sure to highlight this, the time that Josh Spiegel took an entire stationary closet worth of pens and kept it near his left nipple.
I had the phase where lacrosse shorts were very big. They were big. They were in. But what you would do is you would wear your boxer shorts underneath them. And the cool look was to have the boxer shorts sticking out from underneath the lacrosse shorts. Do you remember that look?
No, I don't remember
that. Did that look make it down here, Mike?
You mean actually, like...
Yeah, they would come out underneath. That was the look.
That was the
phase.
Oh, yeah. They had like a little, like, strip down
the side. They had a strip down the side, and then they had the little, like, team logo right on the side. But you needed the boxer shorts to come out from underneath.
You want to talk about a phase?
That was a phase.
Because of bullying. We got my Afro phase. I mean, I tell that. That's
whoa.
Mike,
do we have footage of the Afro phase?
Yeah, is there photos?
I was about to say
you got to change the music for this phase.
1996, Maurice Mabee Jonah High School. Afros come back in big. All the black kids in school are killing the Afro with a pick in it, and I'm thinking that is awesome.
Here's the thing, though.
What's that?
You're not black.
Interesting point. Make great point.
It's probably a bit of an issue.
To me, though...
I mean, that's a minor thing.
It's so minor. Some would call it a hiccup.
Okay.
So what happens is that I love it. I dye my hair blonde. Every morning, I blow dry it up into a afro.
Wow.
An afro. I take a pick. I put it in there.
Oh, you weren't picking all.
Oh, hell yeah, I had the pick.
You had the pick.
I had the pick. I picked it all day long.
Wow.
All day long.
Now, did the black dudes think you were, like, making fun of them?
They loved it.
They loved it?
Embraced. They called me Turbo Bush. They called me Turbo Bush. Remember, this all plays full circle to the story from a few months back. The only people that didn't like it were a couple of the hayseeds. And they're like, well, someone's a bit of a race traitor. Yeah, and a couple of hayseeds pulled me into a bathroom, beat my ass, and shaved my head. Shaved chunks out of my hair.
Wow.
And that ended that phase.
They barbered the black out of you.
Yes, they barbered the black clean out of me. Yeah. There you go. You're good and white again, boy.
Back to your senses.
Uh-huh,
now go get you a button-down shirt, some pins, get your ass in there.
You grow a rat tail. You grow a rat tail lest I take my clippers to you again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Head shaved by a bunch of...
They shaved it off because they didn't
like it.
People are amazing, man.
The black kids loved it. White kids
of course they would.
It. They're like, this kid... I'm not sure if they thought I got it, but it wasn't a making fun of it thing. I genuinely thought, like, this is badass.
Right, you thought it was cool.
I thought it was cool as hell.
And that's why they appreciated it. They embraced it.
Yeah, there was
if
no joke
If you'd
have
had
it
and at picture here like you was
all different. Yeah, like, I still wore skate like, clothing and Vans and wearing like, you know, a Guns N' Roses t-shirts. I just happen to have a turbo
you
bush.
You was the dude that the rest of them would be like, yo, you need to see this dude in my school, man. This white dude with afro.
White Justin. That's white Justin.
You gotta see Turbo Bush.
Turbo.